Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has met visiting U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing. Premier Li said he hopes the United States will abide by the basic norms of market economy, including fair competition and open cooperation, and refrain from turning economic and trade issues into political or security issues. He also urged the U.S. side to view the issue of production capacity objectively from a market-oriented and global perspective. The Chinese premier also said the development of the country's new energy industry will make important contributions to the global green and low-carbon transition. Yellen said, as the world's two largest economies, the United States and China should manage their bilateral economic relationship responsibly. Zheng Chunyin brings more details.
One of the biggest highlights of Yellen's visit is, of course, her meeting with Chinese Premier Li Qiang, where the two sides have reached consensus on the importance of strengthening cooperation when it comes to dealing with the differences between the two countries. They both pledged to seek more common grounds and promote cooperation in trade and economics, which is in line with the benefit of the people in both countries. And in terms of what Yellen claimed repeatedly, so-called China's industrial overcapacity, the premier urged the United States to view the issue more objectively instead of politicizing such economic and trade policies. And the willingness to cooperate and to communicate is also shared by Yellen, who spoke highly of the achievements that have been made so far when it comes to promoting the China-U.S. economic cooperation dialogue.
The armed wing of Hamas has warned that they would target the Israeli army if it re-enters the Gaza Strip. This came following Israeli media reports that the Israeli army had withdrawn most of its forces from the Gaza Strip for the first time since the start of the ground operation in late last October. Only one brigade remains in central Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Sam Manik has more.
On Sunday, Israel said that it had completed its operation into the southern city of Khan Yunis and that it was withdrawing its troops. This marks a key end to one of the phases of this ground offensive. Israel has been there for several months. Now, they said they were going to keep a significant number of troops inside of Gaza and that they were going to switch to intelligence-based raids. This would also give these troops time to recuperate. Now, this comes as Sunday marks 6 months since this war began, and there appears to be no end in sight. On the Gaza side, there have been more than 33,000 people who have been killed. The United Nations says that half the population, about a million people, are facing imminent famine. On Israel's side, about 1,200 people were killed, mostly on October 7th when Hamas attacked Israel. Israel's military said they've lost 600 soldiers, four of which were killed on Saturday.
Mexico has welcomed the return of its embassy staff in Ecuador 2 days after it broke ties with Quito. It came after Ecuadorian police stormed the Mexican embassy to arrest former Vice President Jorge Glass, who has been convicted of corruption and has been seeking refuge at the Mexican embassy since December. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador had said the police raid is a violation of Mexico's sovereignty and international law. Ecuador argued it's unlawful to grant asylum to Glass, who had been convicted twice on graft charges. More than 90 people have died after an overcrowded makeshift ferry sank off the north coast of Mozambique. Local authorities say the converted fishing boat was carrying about 130 people and ran into trouble as it tried to reach an island off Nampula province. Many children were among the victims. The United Arab Emirates has confirmed its participation in this year's China-ASEAN Expo as a special partner country. It marks the very first time the Expo has had a Gulf Cooperation Council member as its special partner. A delegation of the UAE will attend the Expo, which is scheduled to be held in Nanning in September. Parts of North America will experience a total solar eclipse on Monday. Millions of people will experience a brief period of darkness during the day when the Earth, Moon, and Sun align. The rare occurrence won't happen again in the U.S. for another 20 years. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.